Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 48 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and we're going to, because of the fact that it's the anniversary of the Pope's death today, we're going to read one of the pieces of literature that I have written in regard to him from absolute documentation from the Bible and from the Spirit of the Lord that comes down upon me when I ask the Lord to give me the words to preach, teach, and to write. And so this will be quite interesting. This particular piece of literature that that God gave me was also in a book where I understand the man who wrote the book was killed for writing it, and the man didn't even ask permission to put it in his book. But I was glad that he did. And anyone else that's writing books, exposés on popes or the Vatican's, you hereby given my permission in speech, or if necessary in writing, to print anything that I've written in that regard. The particular book that it was in was called Behold, a Pale Horse. And I don't know, they say that they've stopped publication because it's a great expose on the world's most treacherous cult, the one that the Bible said is powered by Satan. And the Bible also tells us, God's Word, also tells us that this organization, the satanic antichrist, head of antichrist movement throughout the world, it's Satan's seat is in Rome. And if you want to dispute with God, well, that's your privilege. One of the things that I'd like to share, and I want you to come here for a moment and read something. One of the things I'd like to tell you is that in courts today, the Vatican, who runs the world government, the Pope tries, and the media tries to make it look as though the Pope is not a political figure or a supposed diplomat, but it is he, the Vatican, Satan's seat, Rome, the world's largest cult, richest cult, the one that is described so vividly in the Bible, that they won't allow you in courtrooms anymore to say any good thing that you've ever done. Like if they take me into court, here they give you, get a string of false accusers, that they can sit up there and accuse you all day long. And they will instructed my attorneys that you can't say anything, any good deeds that Tony Alamo has ever done. Well, then what am I doing? In other words, I'm in a kangaroo court. It's a railroad job. Well, the same Pope now controls the media, and there are some rules that he has set down for me to be able to be on television, that I cannot preach anything or teach any negative thing. There, if I say anything negative on the and the Bible talks of all kinds of negative negative people and situations, primarily the word channel is the one we'll talk about this evening. So go ahead and read what the rules are if you want to go on their stations.
It's called God TV.
It's called God TV, and all of them are the same way. And so what point is there to be on a television, or supposed to be Christian television, if you can't tell who the devil is? The devil is the one that doesn't want you telling on him. And that's why he has rules that you cannot say anything negative about who? Satan? Well, why is it then on TV that they are allowing everything negative to be said about God? Amen?
Amen.
If you don't know by this that you're living under Satan's regime, which emanates from Rome, well, then you have to be a fairly dense person, a very dense person. But of course, if you have never had any desire to be on Christian television, you wouldn't know these things. But I'm going to keep talking and teaching the things that the Bible says are negative to you so that you know the truth. Now today they're exalting on Larry King Live the Pope again. And we're going to read where this man had helped murder millions of Jews. We're going to tell how he worked for IG Farben. This is the company that made the cyanide gas that murdered them. And then he actually helped manufacture it and went to Auschwitz prison in Poland to sell it. He also was a priest at that time. He also, at that time, was a priest that would visit the different manufacturing companies that had daycare centers in them. Now, this is documented fact. These are things that have been told to me by many people that have done a lot of research. He was a renowned homosexual, which is totally against God. He says that he's against homosexual sexuals, or the sin of homosexuality, yet he was a homosexual. Now, of course, if you were a homosexual and it wasn't popular to be a homosexual, then you'd say you're against it, and yet behind the secret walls of the Vatican, all these things were going on. Well, anyway, while he was at the different manufacturing companies, he would go into the daycare centers and visit the little boy children. And the boy children would tell their parents that he would touch them in the wrong places. And so the people would throw oily rags at him when he was leaving or when he would come. But he was so incensed with this problem that he had, or several problems, that even the oily rags couldn't keep him away. When Satan has a strong hold on you and you have this burning desire, it seems as that, you know, it's like a drunk. I've lived around a lot of drunks in my life. There were quite a few of them in my family. And I just couldn't keep them away from alcohol. Now, my dad wasn't a drunk, and my mother drank a little bit too much, and she died of cirrhosis of the liver at a very young age, in her late 40s. And but this man, he couldn't keep him away from the little boys. And that seems to be a big problem in the Catholic cult. Where did all these priests that were accused of these things go? They spirited them away to the Vatican, and they're hiding there right now. It's the same thing that they happened that happened when Abraham Lincoln was shot and killed. It was a conspiracy of several Catholics. Booth, the one that fired the gun, was killed, and the others were transported into Canada quickly and then sent over to the Vatican to hide. These are Pope's secrets. These are things that the world should know. There's a scripture that I'd like to read. It says, this is done in felt tip pen. I'm legally blind, but I'm going to do my best to read it. They always make the words very big for me. It says, quote, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you," like they do the Pope, "for so did their fathers to the false prophets," to the other false prophets, the Pope, the Vatican, the people in the Vatican, the people, the popes, are all false prophets. And everyone are scrambling. I just saw that on Larry King. I had to turn it off. They are scrambling to kiss his ring and kiss his hands. And some of the women were there just kissing on him. This wretched, murdering pope. Now, after the war, when the pope saw that the Germans were... This is Luke 6:26. If you have Bibles, those of you that never read them, but just listen to the Larry King or other Catholic murdering murderous Catholic lovers, well, then you probably never read the Bible. You just believe everything you're told, and that's why the Bible stated that Satan would deceive the whole world in the last days. The popes are the embodiment of Satan here on earth. They're the head of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is a body, a corporate body of millions of people that Satan lives in. This is what the Bible says. So pick up a Bible. If you go down to the Bible bookstore and get one, and look up Luke 6:26. That's what it says. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. After the war, they sent the priest, John Paul, the future John Paul, to Argentina to hide. Then they took him into the Vatican, and they kept him there safe and sound and honored him because he had killed so many Jews. They made him a cardinal and then a pope very quickly. And so we'll be getting to that a little bit later. Now, here are some of the rules. This is why I'm not on television. Go ahead, read them.
They do not allow content.
To Christian television stations, because they don't know in the radio land who they are. You people don't know who they are. So I'm telling you, it's the radio stations, TV stations do not allow what?
Content that condemns or speaks negatively of specific governments, leaders, or faith.
Or faith. Okay, so we can't talk negatively of Rome, Satan's seat. We can't talk negatively about, on television, about the Pope. Well, they know that I will, and so they just don't allow me on, okay? Now, so do you have anything else? That this is the rules that they just sent me because they were saying, we want you on television. I said, okay. So what's the name of the organization? Pan American Broadcasting said, we really think your radio show, that you should be on international television. I said, we had a meeting with the lady.
Robin Boggs.
At the Hilton Hotel on the 8th floor in the dining room. And I said, look, they're not going to let me on television. And she says, well, let's just pray that they will. Well, you'd have to go and kneel before the Pope and tell him to change the rules because it's the Vatican that controls the media as well. That's why they don't want you telling the truth about them. So they make up their own rules. You understand? Okay. And then what else?
The church channel must have the following documents to consider the ministry and program. One, a copy of your ministry's original IRS letter of determination of its nonprofit, tax-exempt, public charity status and any modifications to the letter of determination.
And you can't really have, they just won't let you talk about the truth. So when you're watching Christian television, it's just they talk about this and that and the other thing. And that's why so many people say, man, you really tell it like it is. But I'd like to do that on television. Maybe you can write to the Pope and see if he'll change the rules to where people can tell the truth. This is against the U.S. Constitution, where you can't tell the truth. Are you meaning to say that there's no negative things in this country or in the world? Is that what, why should Christian radio, of all people, be the ones that aren't able to tell the truth about the evil, the wickedness that's in this world? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, anything else on that?
They also must have a copy of your ministry's latest annual return, IRS Form 990, and for church ministries, a statement from your attorney or CPA that the church was operated as a church and not operated for private gain or benefit, and that it filed all state and federal reports required by applicable laws.
Well, we have no problem with that, but broadcasters, these are rules set down by the Vatican. Now, the Vatican doesn't have to worry about anything like that because the Catholic cult does not pay taxes. Now, anyone other than Catholics are considered to be a cult to them and to the presidents, the puppets of the Pope. That's why former President Clinton gave the order, and lesbian Janet Reno, who is the Attorney General at the same time, gave the order to slaughter the babies, the young kids, their mothers and fathers, and their dads at the Branch Davidian in Waco, Texas. Those people, all the people in town knew that those people were good. They were good people. They weren't bothering anybody. And former President Clinton got on television and says, maybe this will teach people to not be in a cult. Now, President Clinton's is one of the most unscrupulous human beings on the face of this earth. He boasts of having bombed terribly over 50 countries and has destroyed hundreds of millions of lives. And he says cults, that a church that is not a Catholic is dangerous. The Vatican has always been the most dangerous bunch of bastards that ever lived. And the Lord says the word bastard because they don't have God for their father. Now, the Pope himself said everybody is worshiping and kissing his feet and sucking on his toes and kissing his ring has murdered, helped murder millions of Jews. And he stated that Jesus was a Polish person, and the other man that played Jesus was saying on the television tonight that Jesus was an Italian. But the Bible says that Jesus is the world's greatest Jew, and that unless you bow down before this world's greatest Jew, you're not going to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. You're certainly not going to go to anywhere else but the pit of hell and the lake of fire if you keep worshiping this monster in Rome and all of its affiliates throughout the world. Okay, so right now, I'm going to pray that the Lord will anoint this service. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, we thank and praise your holy name that there's still, you stated that we must preach and preach and preach and teach while there's still some light left in this world, because there's going to be a time, and it's going to be coming swiftly, where we won't be able to preach the gospel at all. And then the powerful media will continue its brain mesmerizing, lying things that they're saying about the Antichrist cult, government, and media. It's against the U.S. Constitution to exalt any, quote, church above any other. And you must know that the Vatican controls the people of this world. Should know, Father, that the Vatican, the Roman Catholic evil cult, controls the media, or they wouldn't be exalting the Pope as they do. They're giving a whole entire another hour on the anniversary of this satanic man who murdered millions and millions of Jews, helped murder them, and then fled for his life to Argentina and was rewarded handsomely by exalting him to popehood. Of course, Satan says he's against wars, and then he's the one that starts them all. Of course, he states that he's against homosexuality, and he is one. They just stated on television, Father, as you heard, you know everything, that these things, what goes on behind the secret walls of the Vatican, it is the most secret, clandestine organization in the world. And you're going to teach the people that worship Satan, you're going to teach them that it's very wrong to be involved with that cult. Because we are not a cult. We are the highly chosen vessels of the Almighty God. The Pope states that he, Father, is the only representative of you here on earth, when your word states that the representatives of you are the entire body of Christ. Millions of human beings that you actually, by the Spirit, Jesus, which your Father, by the Spirit, live in. We're a corporate body, the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, the New Jerusalem, the Bride of Christ. This is the most wicked, Father, organization. And Lord, I pray that they'll be saved. But if they won't, Lord, do unto them as you say you will, that you would. And it's the end of time, as you've been warning me and many others. Lord, do unto them what you prophesied, what you said you would do, because you gave them a space of time and they repented not. Lord, anoint this service that the people in the world will be saved. If they're not saved, Lord, at least they'll be informed. They'll know the truth. And also strengthen the church. We're not able to say negative things about Satan, but they're allowed to say negative things about us. And Lord, they actually murder Christians. And they murdered the people at the federal building in Oklahoma City. Many of the people that were in government, U.S. Marshals, supposed to be, took their children out of the daycare center in there quickly, and just an hour before the explosion got them out of there because they knew it was going to happen. FBI. And the same thing happened in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Many of the people in government are not aware of what some of these demonic people are doing, Father. But I pray that while we're still alive, that I'm still alive, that the people will be enlightened, and that they'll come out from among her, that wicked organization, and that they'll receive you as their Lord and Savior, and that the church will be strengthened. We ask this, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so do we have letters? We'll do read a couple of letters here. Where's the first one from?
The first letter's from Kogi State, Nigeria.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
Dear Pastor Olamo, God bless you, the Olamo Christian Church, and the brothers and sisters serving in the ministry. I received your mail containing one book entitled The Messiah, some literature, and one Holy Bible, King James Version. May God repay you with a long life and wisdom forever. I shared the literature with my family, co-workers, relations, and friends.
those friends, relations, and my workmates continue to demand for these books and literature. My family and I had earlier accepted Jesus as our personal God and Savior and were baptized. Many who read these materials confessed that the books are the true plan of salvation. Many have been saved to the glory of God. Where I work in one local government headquarters, my co-workers and others found joy with those books. Many of the people there want to be saved, while those who read these books repented of their sins and gave their lives to Jesus. I hold fellowship with them there. I find joy in teaching and sharing the Word of God with them. The community has come to notice our presence. They are eager and show interest to learn the good things about God. The little ministry is teaching the Bible to children, youth, men, and women drawn from the pagans, Christians, and Muslims. We need your every kind assistance and help to respond to the call of Jesus to preach the gospel, the Word of God, to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You are blessed to send us these holy materials. 50 Guilty by Association, 200 copies of Judgment Is Now, 100 copies of Love Your Enemies, 70 copies of Be Healed, 110 copies of Holy Matrimony, 210 Heavenly Pharmacy,
And a lot of pieces of literature. You don't have to read them all because it's very uninteresting to the people in Radio Land. All right, and so that was the end of it?
He's asking me on the mailing list, and he's saying, yours faithfully, Victor, from Kogi State, Nigeria.
All right, praise the Lord. And go ahead and read. Where's the next one from? This one, the smaller one.
Okay, this one's from Ghana, Africa. Dear sir, I am very happy to write to you this letter. By the way, how is life going on there in the United States of America?
We're still alive eternally. You know, we receive eternal life in this world. We don't receive eternal life at the time that you're taken up. You better have eternal life here in this world, because if you don't, when you die, you're not going to get it. It has to be in you now. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to receive your eternal life and build upon it and start storing up treasures in the kingdom of heaven by allowing the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father by the Spirit to be in you, to live in you and work in you and through you. All right, then what?
The reason why I am writing you this letter is that I am truly born-again Christian who needed salvation, and a friend called William gave me your address and also gave me one of your booklets, which is called The Messiah, to read. And this book truly has changed my lifestyle up to date. Please kindly send me about 100 booklets and one Holy Bible and one tape compact disc, which contains inspirational teachings which will change so many souls in my country here in Ghana. One of the most important things I would like to tell you is that I am 13 years of age, and I want you to become my everlasting friend. I'm hoping to hear from you soon. God bless you and the entire church worshipers in your church. May you have a nice, good, and prosperous year. I'm hoping to hear from you soon. Yours faithfully, Gideon. From Adam, Ghana.
You know, I can't understand how these church channels can get up there and smile and laugh and giggle when they know very good and well what is going on. They couldn't be on the air unless they agreed to not say anything about the Pope. Like, for instance, I saw Reverend Hagee, quote Reverend, unquote, on the air today saying that the Vatican was doing old things. That was the old Vatican making people to believe that the Vatican is not the Antichrist that's doing all the evil in the world today. You know, Reverend Hagee, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes for all the money in the world. You stinking phony. You know? You just going along with the program that you're not going to say anything negative because you want to stay on the on television. And the rest of you evil, rotten people calling yourself pastors and evangelists. That isn't what the Bible says. The Lord doesn't go along or keep government regulations. Neither did the Apostle Paul. The government tried to stop him from preaching the gospel. They tried to get Jesus to bow down and come down from the cross, but he wouldn't. He, you know, you're not a man. You're a mouse. You can huff and puff and scream and yell all you want and throw your big self around the stage platform over there, but that isn't going to cut any ice with the Lord. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got on the air. I could be on the air, too. If I wanted to be like you. But I would not be able to sleep at night. I vomit at you. And the Lord has probably, no doubt, spewed you out of his mouth already. You're not, you're zealous. You huff and puff. But you're not zealous to tell it like it is. It's my job and every other Christian's job to pull the lid off of lice, worms, and bugs. Okay, what does this one say? Where is this from?
Andhra Pradesh, India. Dear beloved brother Tony Alamo, greetings in the blessed name of our gracious and merciful Lord Jesus Christ. I received your spiritual articles and 10 Bibles. I'm really happy to have received them. Many thanks for your great spiritual encouragement. The book of the Messiah tells of the Messiah's life, his work, and his miracles, his prophetical birth, the suffering of the Messiah, and his death and resurrection, his coming to the world, the Messiah's divine nature, etc. I have read and read again and again your wonderful articles. Many people were inspired through reading them. I taught the people according to your literature and books. Every Sunday I am preaching your articles to the people. I'm teaching 20 pastors. What I did, they are also doing the same thing and teaching. Your articles are spread around 50 villages. From me, many people are hearing the messages through your literature. Many people are turning from their darkness and their idol worship. Our motto is to preach the gospel to the poor. 20 pastors are distributing the articles, and they are happy to receive them. The 10 Bibles were distributed to our area widows. One pastor has 2 churches, and each church has 50 members. 20 pastors are working in 40 villages, which are tribal. We are all praying for you, your family, and staff. Please pray for our pastor's team.
You know, we really need prayer, because I don't know how long we're even going to be able to be on radio, because I really tell it like it is, kiddies, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold back. Since my wife, Susie, passed away in 1982, I didn't care whether I lived or died, and so I'd love to join her. And I'm not at all, I hated the way that the government treated her, the Vatican, the government, and the media. A bunch of lice. That's what it is. It's just a bunch of lice that all the people are saying such wonderful and magnificent things. What good is it going to be when all these people, these words that these nitwits, pinheads, bozos would say about you? He's still burning in hell. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, according to the Word of God, you kill a bunch of people? What, are you kidding? You lie about the Scriptures and you're holding back? Woe unto you. When the Lord says woe unto you, he means woe. I mean, that means hellfire and brimstone unto you. When all men shall speak well of you, exclamation mark. For they did the same thing. So did their fathers to the other false prophets. The popes are false prophets. They run the government, and they say, they lie out of the corner of their mouth. They say one thing and then they do the other. We hate war, and they're the ones behind the secret walls of the Vatican that are planning the wars. They say it's such an atrocity that the World Trade Center was blown up, and yet behind the secret walls of the Vatican, in the Sun tabloid, they stated that there's going to be a lot of terrorism in the fall. As if these devils are prophets, when the Bible says they are devils. Demons. They're not prophets. And when I heard that, I said, it's going to happen. Because they're the ones that are going to do it. Now, it's history that Pope, my piece of literature went out so much that the Pope had to make, he said, well, he cleared his voice and said, I did work for I.G. Farben, and I did help make the cyanide gas, and I did take it to the concentration camps, but I just thought it was, I didn't really know what it was. Well, then, in one breath, he's saying I'm stupid, and then the next breath, everybody said he's one of the most brilliant men that ever lived. Make up your mind, Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Why, he speaks all these languages. Amen?
Amen.
So he claims, like Ronald Reagan, that was one of his puppets, says, when he was cornered, he said, I don't remember. Now, Reagan was supposed to be the craftiest president. And I knew Reagan, and I knew President Clinton. President Clinton talked about me in his book, not favorably, any more than I'm speaking favorably of him. All right? He came to our restaurant. We fed the people from the church at this restaurant in Alma, Arkansas. And Dolly Parton, who is a friend of mine, said she'd come down and sing there for 2 days, two shows a night, in the banquet room, if I'd make her some fancy clothes for her family band. And so we advertised it on television, and she did a little commercials for us and all that. And she appeared, and we had to turn away several thousand people. She was quite a hit there. We were able to sell tickets for $50 a piece, but we gave a chicken dinner and everything. No booze in our place at all. And a drink of, coffee, tea, or milk, or iced tea, or Coca-Cola, or whatever. Or Pepsi, I don't know. I can't remember what we had. But he came in, and tall man. He's about 6'4" or 6'5". I don't know. He's pretty tall. And he wanted to meet me. So I said, all right. So we sat down at a table, and we had some pine coffee or something. And after we talked for about a half hour, he says, say, Tony, could you introduce me to Dolly Parton? And I said, I didn't know that he had a problem back then at all. He was just the governor. And so I said, oh, sure, I'll go back and ask her if she's decent and so on and so forth. So I went back to the dressing room and it says, hey, Dolly, Governor Clinton's out here and he'd like to meet you. And she said, oh, sure, okay. And so there were a couple of sheriffs there also, and they wanted to meet her too. And so I said, all right. So he mentioned that in the book, and that he said I looked like Roy Orbison on speed. Now, former President Clinton, that's a nasty thing to say to somebody that introduced you to Dolly Parton. What do you want to be so nasty for? And then he also stated that I was a top promoter, and that when Susie died, I didn't have anything left to promote. I never promoted Susie at all. I loved her, but both of us together preached the gospel. And we promote the gospel all over the world. But, I mean, to him, because he was claiming at that time that he was a Baptist, but when he became president, he said the only thing about one of the people that was running for president also, he said the only good thing about him is that he's Catholic. And then he traveled with John Paul II. And then he wound up saying, kill the people. I ordered it. I take full responsibility for all those little kids that were killed and their mothers and dads. A fine guy, huh? And he's got a lot of room to talk about a guy that introduced him to Dolly Parton and had pie and coffee with him. And and to say that I look like Roy Orbison on speed, I guess because I wear glasses, shades, because I'm legally blind. I tell you, he's a very ungrateful person, this former President Clinton. Amen?
Amen.
And then to say that there's a lot of other cults in Arkansas, and man, you people ought to leave them, you know, and join the Catholic Church. In other words, no freedom of religion, right, former President Clinton? In other words, to hell with the U.S. Constitution, like all the other Catholics say, right? To hell with freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press. And you're all for the murdering Vatican that has, down through history, actually even the Roman Catholics were the ones that nailed the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross. It was the Roman Catholic soldiers. Boy, you people got no room to talk. You ought to go back to Arkansas and, you know, go to work for the chicken, you know, cleaning chickens or something, you know. That's where the state that they make all the chicken, they make the chickens for Kentucky Fry, right? Maybe I'll put that in my book. Okay, go ahead and read the rest.
Please remember the orphans and widows in our churches and pray for them. We are all praying for you and your health. Please pray for us. Thank you very much. Yours in Christ's service, Jyothi from Eastern Godavari District, Andhra Pradesh.
No, I'm not saying anything bad about Arkansas. I love the place. We actually live there. All right? So Arkansas people, don't get upset with me in this regard, okay, because some of you people are the brightest people I know. All right? And the Buster is from Texarkana, Texas, and he's one of the strongest Christians I know. All right, now then, let's start reading this piece of literature. And it's good to have God's life living in you so that God can point these different things that are going on in the world. If you don't have God's life living in you, if you don't have Jesus, who is God, with his Father and the Holy Spirit, all three of them are one, and so they are separate entities, but yet they are one. They cohabitate together, they coexist together, but they all have their different, it's just like they are triune, and we humans are tripart. Tripart humans. We have a body, which is the outer shell. God says that he created our bodies out of the dust of the earth. Amen?
Yeah.
The dust of the ground, as it says in the second chapter of Genesis, verse 7, I believe. And then it states that he blew the breath of life into us. So that's the second part. And that he made us a living soul. Now, after the fall, the soul keeps has a will in it, and the soul keeps wanting to rule that dust, the body. But the spirit that's in our bodies needs to be reunited with the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God enters into our spirit, then our spirit is given strength enough to overpower the desires of our soul. This is a revelation in case you don't know it. All right? Now, the soul wants, it has desires. And it desires all sorts of things. There's things that we see on the streets. There's things that Satan brings before you all day long. There are ideas that Satan plants in your head. So the spirit, when it's strengthened by the power of God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily enters your body, then your spirit is told by the Word of God to have the same ideas as the Lord has, and that is to devote your life unto doing the good things that the Lord did, and for us to allow the Spirit of the Lord to discipline us. And we need to discipline ourselves to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. Now, those of you that are out in the world, you figure, well, I couldn't be a Christian. I couldn't keep the commandments of the Lord. And that's true. You couldn't. Not unless you allow yourself to be reunited with the Spirit of the living God, that when you ask Jesus to come into you and wash you with his precious blood, then all your sins are gone, and then your body is clean, your spirit is clean, and your soul, for the moment, is clean, because your soul is where your will is. And before you were saved, your desires were to become a better person, to become a better this or a better that, or to have a career. And these, God doesn't want us to do good or evil. He wants us to die out to the things of the world, and he wants to live in us, and so that he can do the work of God in us. So we have, we're a tripart people, and God is triune, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're body, spirit, and soul. And the soul is what keeps the will in our souls, the one that keeps wanting to, it wills to do the things that Satan is tempting it with. But when the Spirit of God comes down upon us like a dove, Lord, anoint this service in Jesus' name, and he comes down into our bodies, then there's this spiritual strength that occurs, because the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus, the same power of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that lived in this Son of Man, this human, this is God come into the world in the flesh. But the flesh was not God, but the Spirit in him was God. But because the Spirit gave him enough power to keep all the commandments, he was worthy enough to where his blood was pure enough that when it was shed, it was able to take away all the sins of the world. Now, it's very important to know that we're body, spirit, and soul, because the soul is always warring against the spirit. The soul is loves to... Or is always, the flesh is always, and the soul are always trying to unite to do the things the flesh wants to do, the things that the soulish person wants to do. But when the Spirit of God enters into the spirit, our spirit, and the Bible says that God is the Spirit. God is the Spirit, he's not a ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost, it's the Holy Spirit. Now, Shakespeare, when he rewrote some of the things in the King James Version, he put Holy Ghost. I guess he thought that rang a bell, but it's false. It's the Holy Spirit. And every time I hear ministers saying the Holy Ghost, I know they're not mature in the Lord. And, of course, they can keep that going all they want, but the Lord knows he's the Spirit. He said that's what he is. And when he strengthens our spirit, and his spirit is united with our spirit, then he wants us to read the Word of God and to see what he wants us to do. And we're no longer helpless or weak as we were before the Holy Spirit lived with Jesus and the Father came into our spirit. And our spirit, God's spirit in our spirit, is more than powerful enough to put down our soul and our body and put it under subjection. Amen?
Amen.
So God, if it's a work of God and it's God in us that's going to do the work, he's going to do a work in us and through us. Now, I've already told you a lot of but the Lord is guiding me in a different direction here. And that's the problem with the people that are in these different cults, these big major cults. They're the cults. And of course, because of the fact that the Spirit of God doesn't dwell in them, they're not born again yet. They're in darkness, and they want so bad for their church to be the biggest, the most powerful, the most everything, because it's Satan's church. That's what it is. And Satan, in order to deceive the world, had to have a church, and he had to have a government to enforce his satanic will on people. He had to have a church, a government, and of course the Bible states that he was given a mouth to exalt this false cult and any other cult. They're all fine except Christianity, the truth. Now, the truth, Jesus tells the truth about the Vatican or the Rome and all the other false religions, and tells how weak they are, and how weak people are, and how blind they are, and how dead they are, if they don't have God's Spirit living in this body of dust that God made out of the ground, the breath of life that Jesus breathed into this body of dust, and then said this is a living soul. Well, back then they had the eternal life, and they still would have had eternal life had they not disbelieved God. But Satan, the same one that heads all these false religions, came and stated, God is lying to you. You don't need God. You don't need the Spirit of God to keep you strong and powerful. And they already had eternal life, amen? What more could they want for? They are living in paradise, the Garden of Eden. But Satan conned them and said, no, religion is better than salvation. Religion is better than immortality. And as a matter of fact, he says, you won't die. You're not going to die. God lied. And when people believe that God is lying, that's a fatal mistake, because eventually all these people that are in this cult, and I pray for former President Clinton and Bush, who had me sent to prison for 6 years because I preached the gospel and told the truth, and because I wrote this piece of literature called The Fugitive Pope. And he wasn't a fugitive. We ran to Argentina and was made cardinal and then pope. And I'm not saying these things to put anyone down. I'm just saying these things to warn you that if you don't become born again of the Spirit, if you don't start believing God, then it's impossible for you to be saved. Now, there's so many dirty, nasty things that I could say about all sorts of people, but that isn't going to win your soul to hear all the nastiness. Amen? Oh, I could be nasty. Because I know so many things that this cult has done. The world's first whorehouse, it's the Roman church that people back many years ago have always known if you wanted to have a date, well, you could go there. But I mean, then they have these babies, the nuns, and then they killed them and buried them underneath. They found, I've got pictures of the little babies, the bones, hundreds of them in the ground, that they immediately aborted them. All these things that are happening today are weaknesses, because they want you to believe that you're an animal and that everybody knows they're weak and everybody knows that we're all just going to sin. But God wants you to know that if the Spirit, if He enters into you, if Jesus enters into you with the Father by the Spirit, you're not going to think that way anymore. You're going to know you're not an animal, because animals can't be saved. We're human beings. We're in the likeness and the image of God. God made us out of the dust, the outer part of the being that we are is dust. We're walking around. That's a miracle. A bunch of dust God put together and blew the breath of life into us and then made us living souls. The tripart unit is able to walk around and then learn and talk. Adam was the brightest person that was ever born. He named all the animals, he named all the plants, he named all the birds, all the fish, everything. That's pretty bright, amen?
Amen.
I mean, how many animals could you name? 10, 20 of them? And these names have still stayed until this very day. He knew that he named the sun, the moon, the earth. He named his wife, Eve, amen? He was a bright, bright, bright person. Those that are saved are bright. Oh, I was going to have Sharon here read this Fugitive Pope piece of literature. If you want a copy of it, send it. We'll send it to you free. I want to have Sharon read four different ways that you can get a copy of this tape, all right? If you see Larry King live exalting the Pope or anybody, just turn it over to Bozo or somebody, okay? Your station. Because if you turn it to the religious stations, they'll tell you a little bit, but they're not going to tell you about the enemy. And how can we know how to resist the enemy, the devil, if we don't know who he is? So we have to speak negatively about somebody, and that somebody is the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And the people that the devil is using. Otherwise, we're going to fall into one trap after another. So, you know, somebody's got to do this job. It's such a thankless job. That's what one of the UN people told me when I was on board the Saul Olympia headed for Israel from Venice, Italy. Okay, this time is up. Go ahead and read the four different ways how to receive this piece of literature, all right?
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, now would you like to have your spirit united with God's spirit so that you have power and dominion over Satan, sin, Satan in the world, and that you have power and dominion over death, hell, and the grave? You'll never die. Even if your body, the outer shell, dies, your spirit is still united with the Lord, and you'll be in heaven forever. If you would like that, then say this prayer to God, and He will be faithful to. He said, all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Lord is the truth. He will not lie to you ever. So say this prayer to Him now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that You, Almighty God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want that Holy Spirit in me as well so that I can be raised from the dead on the day that my body dies. Lord, You will not turn me away. You will save my soul because You're going to wash me in Your precious blood right now and forgive all my former sins, the filthy sins that I committed. Therefore, Lord, I'm calling upon You, and I know You've heard me, and I know You've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul and for giving you His strength, His power, that He lives in you now. Jesus lives in you now with the Father by the Spirit. And so you read the Word, and the Word is God. So the Word is Spirit, and it's life. And you just keep reading the Word from the King James Version, and you'll get more strength. If you'd like to have this tape, it's tape number 150, and you can receive either a tape or a CD. And until tomorrow, which will be part 49 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.